One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
Welcome to Rumor Mill News Radio. This is Raylan Allen, and today our very special guest is Dr. Robin Falkoff. Dr. Falkoff had the good fortune to be exposed to homeopathy over 20 years ago, and as a result, she attended numerous seminars as well as homeopathic classes and clinical training that were part of the accredited curriculum at the Acupuncture and Massage School in Miami, Florida. She is now a diplomate of the National Board of Homeopathic Examiners. She was also trained in traditional Chinese medicine and completed additional advanced training in the master's program. After graduation, she did a four-month residency at the So Be Well Medical Center in South Beach, Florida. The focus of the practice was treating AIDS patients. Before she decided to be a doctor, she studied gold and silversmithing at the Kulik Stark Academy in Soho, New York, and studied gemology with the Gemological Institute of America. Most of us were introduced to Robin in 1999 through Art Bell's coverage of Richard Hoagland's heart attack while he was working to save Miami's Stonehenge. In my opinion, and in Richard's, Robin saved Richard's life. She then worked with Richard for rehabilitation from the severe myocardial infarction, which necessitated coronary bypass surgery. And if you want to read all about what Richard said about how Robin saved his life, you can go to Rumor Mill News, look for Robin Falkoff, look for the name Robin Falkoff in the headline, and open it up and you can scroll down and read what Richard actually said. So, Robin, welcome. Welcome to Rumor Mill News Radio.
Thank you, Ray Ellen. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
The pleasure is mine and all of ours. I've actually put the telephone number to the show, 888-747-1968, in the headline, subject line of the article where I announced that you were going to be our guest. Because last time we were on, or you were on, I had numerous people email me saying, how come you never let us call?
Oh, my.
And I actually thought that we had opened the lines, because I usually do. Now, yesterday I announced that Patty McPeak was going to be the guest today. And Patty is a good friend of Robin's and of mine. And Patty had an emergency and is not able to be on. Patty was telling me about the, you know, her dog that was paralyzed, and that, you know, that everybody said the dog would never be able to care for itself, or in other words, everybody wanted her to put the dog down, but she refused to do it. And evidently the dog is improving. Do you know the whole story of what's going on there, Robin?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was out there to help Patty and bring products that could be used for injection therapy. And Becky was unfortunately operated on, and it's so difficult to know exactly what to do with your little ones, especially our little furry ones, because they can't talk to us. And she took Becky to the emergency room, and Becky was found outside unable to move, and they had performed surgery on her, and a lot of times the trauma from the surgery is worse, but making that decision to operate or not is just, you know, it's a nightmare. It is just so very difficult. And the vet that was in charge of Becky at the time, I wanted her to start a course of injection therapy, which is so dramatic. The results are amazing. I can share a personal story about that afterwards from myself. And I spent, I guess, about 40 minutes on the phone trying to explain that with homeopathy, you're not going to get an interaction, you're not going to get any GI disturbance, you're not going to get accelerated heart rate or any other interaction. That wasn't sufficient for her. I had the representative of the German homeopathic pharmaceutical company call her, as well as a vet that lectures around the country using these products, and the doctor was still afraid. She was resistant to even giving drops by mouth, so what I recommended that Patty do finally, because Patty was just totally frustrated. And this was during the week that Becky was remaining in the hospital for the follow-up care.
Yes.
And this is good information. You can just tell your physician, your veterinarian, whoever it is, that you will, you know, have a waiver releasing them from any claim by using the products that you're recommending. And you sign it, they sign it, so they don't have to worry about being sued.
Okay.
Yeah, Becky was able to get the drops, and Patty brought the light machine over to treat Becky with, the light machine that we know and love, right, Ray?
Yes, we're going to have to tell people about this light machine because it's an amazing thing. I sit on it most of the day.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Becky was coming out of it. Coming out of it as to her spirits were good. She wasn't able to move. She wasn't able to have, you know, control of her bodily functions. And Becky, Patty is just an incredible person there. She will leave no stone unturned. She has a wonderful veterinary technician and trainer, Kim, who came and worked with Becky, was able to, help Becky because she had no way to, you know, eliminate any waste products. And let's see. So with that, with Kim's work, Becky was able to, this was probably within a month, she was able to stand in place,
mm-hmm.
not for long, you know, just for a little bit, but on her own without being held. And there was continuous progress. And Patty found out about a clinic where they do, it just sounded phenomenal, amazing rehabilitation, and they work with the dogs every 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're constantly stimulated. We were sent videos of Becky on a treadmill underwater, to build up her leg muscles. And
oh, my gosh, I'd love to upload that to YouTube and show people.
Patty will be putting all of that out there, and
uh-huh.
you know, it becomes a fine line because you know we're dog people and they love us so, and it's
yeah.
What am I going to do that's best for my pet? Do I have them there so far away from home, or do I keep them home and work with them? And it's a tough decision. So.
And you know, you and I and Patty are three of the busiest women I know in the world. And I don't even know how she can take the time that she does. She says it's about 3 hours every day
yeah.
that she's working in therapy with Becky.
Yep, she's up early in the morning, I think at 6 a.m., and there's an hour of rehab work with Kim or with the other assistant. And, you know, this is three times a day. So,
now, what kind of a dog is Becky? I know she's got spaniels, and then I know she's got little ones. Which one is Becky?
Becky's a water spaniel.
Oh, my gosh. I just love those dogs.
Well, heck, I'll send you a picture of her. She's just these limpid brown eyes that just are all-knowing. She's,
yeah.
She's a wonderful, wonderful girl. And now that she's back home, she fortunately lost weight. Because, of course, when you can't move around easily, it's too difficult to burn up all those calories. So she did lose weight, and she did build muscle strength. So Patty and Kim are working miracles. They're using the injection therapy, the light machine. Patty also has an Erconia laser. So there's all different modalities of treatment, and I can't wait to get out there and see Becky.
You know, I've got to tell you my own story about a light machine, and then it goes in, or not a light machine, a water spaniel.
Oh, okay.
Now, if I'd had a light machine back in those days, you know, maybe I wouldn't have had to put my little baby down, but I had to. But it wasn't the water spaniel. The water spaniel was named Michael. And I lived in Carmel Valley on a river, and the river had fish in it. And I had Michael, and I had three cats. And Michael would go out into the river and catch fish and crawdads and throw them up on the bank for the cats to eat.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, we kept saying, we've got to borrow a video camera. We've got to shoot this so that we can preserve it for history. It was the most incredible thing that you have ever seen in your life, him out on in the river. The cats would actually walk out on rocks into the middle of the river, and he would throw it up to them. I mean, he was fishing for them. This dog was in the river fishing for the cats. It was so amazing. Now, one of the cats was, I found out that he was a Turkish van cat. They're almost like little lions. And he was white, but he was half and half. He was an Angora and a van cat. And so instead of the short white hair, he had longer white hair. And
that's amazing.
One blue eye and one green eye. And when he was 10 years old, he was attacked. This was right after I had married Gunter. And Gunter told me the FBI had done it to me. They wanted to send me a lesson of what was going to happen to me if, you know, I didn't, back off, you know, trying to prove that they were liars. Well, I didn't back off. Anyway, he was attacked by a pit bull, a Rottweiler, and a German Shepherd.
Oh, my God.
And his back leg was completely, you know, crushed beyond saving. And so the vet told me that, he can't survive with just three legs. And I said, I had a German Shepherd that lived to be, 12 that had three legs. And I said, if she could survive, this cat can survive. So he was 10 years old at the time. He came out with three legs. Shortly afterwards, we had to have his ears clipped because white cats get cancer. And so his ears were clipped so that he looked like a Scottish fold, if you've seen those cats.
No.
Well, he lived another 10 years. He was 20 years old. And I can still remember when he was 18, he got his draft notice from the United States government.
What?
And he was told that he had to, register for the draft. And I wrote a letter and I said, my son has already given too much for his country. He's lost one of his back legs. And I said, we will never register for the draft. I was hoping that they would come out and arrest him.
Oh, gosh.
But evidently they realized, he's lost one of his back legs. This must mean he's not human. But anyway, he was 20 years old, and his kidneys gave out. And it was just such a horrible, horrible decision on my part to make. Do I put him through expensive and painful and awful therapy to save him? And I just held him and asked him what he wanted. And I swear to God, I heard him say, I've lived a very, very long life, and my new body is waiting for me. I need to go.
Aw, gosh.
But the tears, let me tell you. When you've had an animal for 20 years, it's like raising a child.
I know.
And, even when I think about him, my eyes fill up.
I understand. They're such amazing beings. I remember cats that my cats, and they stayed with my mother when I had moved to Florida after I had gotten married. And then she came down, but that was probably a year later, so great, they were close by again, the cats. And they lived, there were three cats. One was absolutely miserable with the move, and she was, oh gosh, I'm trying to think how old she was, maybe about 13. And the others lived 1 to 21 years, and the other to 23 years, and I was just in shock that they lived so long.
I know. It is truly amazing. If you take care of them, they will live to be 25. I've even known 30-year-old cats.
But really?
A 30-year-old black cat, he used to be in one of the shops here in Capitola. You know, he owned the shop and always was up on the counter. Pardon?
He was in charge.
Yes, he was in charge. He was 30 pounds, too. 30 was what he was. But I haven't seen him, so I'm quite sure he died a few years ago. But he was a big, fat, very, very overweight cat. And, you know, I can't imagine an overweight cat living as old as this particular cat did. That was what reminded me you made the comment that Becky had lost weight since she lost, since she hasn't been able to walk. And one of the things after we got the Alex, my cat, to a vet who believed that three-legged cats and dogs can live normal lives, the vet, you know, when we took him home, the vet told us that he's got to lose weight. If he doesn't lose weight, he's never going to be able to support that. He was 25 pounds. And he dropped almost half his weight. He went down to just a little over 12 pounds. And he lived another 10 years. So it was just quite incredible. You know, I've got to tell a story on him, though. When we brought him home from the hospital, I opened up my hide-a-bed in the living room and made it into a bed because, as you know, he couldn't eliminate anywhere except on, you know, where he was laying because he hadn't learned how to walk yet. And so I had him on the bed, and all of my family, when, you know, they would come in and they would greet him. And the way they would greet him was, "Alex, this is your karma." And, you know, whenever I tell that story, they go, "Karma? What in the world did he ever do?"
Yes.
I had a three-legged dog. And that three-legged dog would sleep in front of the fireplace with the stump side up. And Alex would go up. He would sneak up on her. And he would slap her on that stump. And she would, you know, howl and whine and leap awake, and then he would just sit there literally gloating at what he had done.
Oh my.
And everyone in the family had seen him do that, and so everyone came in, reminded him, "This is your karma."
Oh, how funny. What great stories. They just are amazing beings to fill our lives.
Well, I actually wrote his obituary when he died, and it was published in one of our, you know, local newspapers, and one of these days I'm going to find it and update it, because there were a number of things in it that I didn't add that I will, and then I will publish it along with pictures of him, because he truly was an extraordinary being. I swear to God, he wasn't even a cat. He wasn't human, but he was something else in a cat body.
Yeah.
But anyway, Patty is at home taking care of Becky, and after the first of the year, we're going to have her on. I'm going to ask you, who is Patty McPeak?
Oh, boy. Patty McPeak is an amazing woman.
And I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Patty McPeak is an amazing woman. I wrote a short bio for the website for her foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And when Patty was a little girl of 3 years old, she had a dream that she would find a way to feed the world. And Patty went on to find a way to make that a reality by working on the patent for the stabilization of rice bran. Now, you know what a large, large food crop, I mean, the biggest food crop is rice. And the rice bran, the outer coating, which has all of the dense nutrition, is so fragile, once it's removed, it would break down and then become rancid. So Patty found a way to stabilize that and make this food available. When she was at her former company, of which she was the CEO, she had feeding programs in Central America for children with malnutrition. And within 3 months' time, kids that were really showing severe, you know, the swollen bellies and the skinny limbs and just pitiful, pitiful condition, which was all reversed with Patty's product. And Patty had a very painful period with the passing, the illness of her husband for a couple of years and the passing of her mom just 1 week apart. This is right
now. Did you know that her mother and my mother died on the same day, December 16th?
No.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that was one of the many things that we found out that we had in common.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, remember when your mother died. I didn't remember that. I didn't know.
It was a year before. Her mother died 2006. My mother died 2007.
Yeah.
So it was like her husband and her mother died in 2006. My husband died 2005. Yeah. My mother died 2008. So it was almost like, you know, thank God. God didn't take both of mine at the same time. I don't think I could have handled it.
I remember how difficult it was for you. I don't think your audience has the slightest inkling of what I don't know what to call it. What you have done, keeping Rumor Mill News alive with all of the adversity from when you were with Gunther under attack, threats on your life, harassment, to nursing your husband back and taking care of your mom for all those years. It's just amazing.
You know, I was talking to Patty, and it was for the first time that I realized, ever since I married Gunther, I've been a caregiver. I mean, because I was a caregiver to Gunther, trying to keep him alive when he was in prison, and then trying to keep him alive after what they did to him. I don't think I ever told you about this, but they gave him quintuple bypass surgery, unnecessary quintuple bypass surgery. Then they put him in a room in the hospital, and nobody even went in to see him for 24 hours. They wanted him to die.
Yeah.
And he pulled everything out of his, he realized that nobody was going to come in and see him, and they had just shoved him off in the corner to die. So he pulled everything out, went walking out on his own. This is a prisoner. He's supposed to be under guard. He just goes walking out on his own, and they put him back in jail into a cell covered with urine and feces. You know, which meant he got staph infections in the wounds, in you know, where they take the veins out of the legs.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was when, believe it or not, the ACLU and Amnesty International finally got involved, and it was the pressure that they were putting on, you know, the prosecutor that finally got him released. But it was after that, you know, I literally was his caregiver.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after I remarried, my husband David had the same exact thing. And so I became his caregiver. And then my mother had almost the same thing. I became her caregiver. And during all of it.
Yeah, in between all of your own health issues and challenges.
Yeah, and so between all of it and, yes, all the death threats that I kept getting from people in power. And not just death threats, actual attempts on my life. I mean, I have seen, Gunther fortunately had a SEAL team that didn't have a boss while he was in prison, and so that SEAL team, he just assigned them. It was a covert black black operation SEAL team that literally doesn't exist. And, they were my bodyguards, and I saw one of their bodies dragged away from my front porch after there was an attack, you know, to take me out. So, as I said, one of these days I'll have to tell the real story of my life. to do it, it would probably take about a 6-hour episode. One of these days I promise I will do it.
Well,
will
people,
do it.
I think the audience will just think that you're reading a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so amazing, and you are such a strong, strong woman to have survived all of this adversity.
Well, it was funny. After my husband David died, that was when I went into, I almost died after he died. And then I developed the Meniere's disease. And you and I were just talking this morning about caregivers who have to care for their, you know, for the people they're giving care to, even when they're ill.
Mm, yes.
And you know that I had a whole year of ongoing Meniere's attacks until I got them under control. And that was the year that I still was caring and fixing my mother's food twice a day when I'm crawling to the kitchen to be able to do it. Anyway, Robin, we've got a break, and let's come back and talk about that light machine when we get back.
Okay.
We're talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of things that are excellent for you and your body and your animal's body. You're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and we will be right back.
Today's show was brought to you by LifeQuest World Corporation, a life science company that is dedicated to significantly improving the lives of its family members, associates, and distributor organizations. We strive daily through our own research and development laboratories, as well as our professional association with one of the world's leading botanical research centers, to provide human beings with solutions to many of life's unanswered health challenges, infusing proprietary science under the scrutiny of good manufacturing practices and adhering to the efficacy of pharmaceutical protocols. LifeQuest products are effective, safe, and superior within the marketplace for nutritional supplements and consumables. LifeQuest strives to present a whole-minded approach to better living by putting equal emphasis on an improved lifestyle, freedom through financial reward, and the enhancement of the human spirit. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long. This show is brought to you by the makers of JC Tonic, the Youth Solution. First introduced to the market over 60 years ago, the Youth Solution's 18 bidirectional herbs and 6 vital minerals emphasize balance and longevity, counteract stress, improve endurance, increase physical and mental energy, stamina and circulation, and detoxify and maintain cellular health. Try the Youth Solution now and join the thousands of consumers experiencing life-saving results. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
Hey, are you listening to the Micro Effect?
Yeah, I listen all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I had to go buy a new computer just so I could tune in.
Yeah, I gotta get me one too.
Maybe we should build a radio station.
Yeah, then everybody could tune in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Stay tuned to TheMicroEffect.com.
Younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309. 888-498-5309.
Be strong, live long with ImmuneXP. 100% natural and certified vegetarian, ImmuneXP is the world's most powerful immune stimulatory extract on the market. Researched and developed over a 10-year period by research scientists at the National Center for Natural Products Research at the prestigious University of Mississippi. Our bodies are under attack daily by viral and bacterial agents. To maintain health and wellness, you must strengthen, stimulate, and enhance immune responses to pathogens and foreign invaders, protecting yourself from illness, disease, and even death. The answer is ImmuneXP, clinically proven to enhance the body's defense mechanisms against bacterial and viral infection and strengthen and support optimal performance of the immune system. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
You are back once again on RumorMillNewsRadio.com, and we are talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff. Welcome back, Robin.
Thank you, Ray.
And, Robin, there are probably about five things I want to talk with you about. I want to introduce people to this light machine, but I also want to talk about caring for our furry families and friends. And
okay.
I also want to get into the water story, and I also want to talk about the codex.
Okay.
So, I'm going to give out your website so people can go there. It's healthfreedomrights.com. Healthfreedomrights.com. Spelled exactly the way it sounds.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let you decide which one you want to leap in and talk about right now.
Okay. Well, let's start with the light machine right now, since that's what people are expecting.
Okay, good.
And I will be updating my site to add some links to current research that's showing how effective LED technology is for stimulating collagen production and wrinkles for those of us who are interested in those things. That small, small bit of the population out there.
What woman cares about the wrinkles that go on her face?
And men.
Oh, and men, that's right.
Yes. So this technology with the light-emitting diodes, which are LEDs, they use infrared and far infrared. So you see the small one, the small pad, has 90 bulbs, and there are differences between many of the units out there. And this unit is referred to as a far infrared heating pad because these are accepted by the FDA for increasing circulation. There's a lot of difficulty, as I'm sure you and many of the listeners know, about having products get approved. So they definitely increase circulation, and that's such a biggie because you need to get the blood flow there to bring toxins away from an area where there's been trauma or infection. You know, you want to facilitate all of that activity. So this will help with that. And let me see. There are multiple settings that correspond with different body development patterns, different development of tissue and organs. And there are seven settings with this unit. And you can even have one setting that has a combination that they're using for people who have had root canals or dental extractions where there's still inflammation because there could be a small piece of the root that's been left in that extraction area, and it serves as a chronic area of inflammation. So they recommend using the light machine on that combination setting three times a week to increase that circulation and get everything moving from that area. There are many, many other applications with light machines. The Western medicine is using light machines in conjunction with the medications that are photosensitizing, and they will inject a photosensitized medication and beam the light machine.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, yes.
What are those
for brain tumors? For brain tumors.
Oh.
They will have the light machine on the brain because the LEDs have a diffuse effect of penetrating into the skin, and that light is carried and that medication is drawn right to the tumor where they will have a light machine over it. So
that, now this technology was developed for our astronauts, isn't that correct?
Well, originally this technology in the before they had LEDs, of course, they were using certain light technology in the 20s and 30s for racehorses. And then you had Professor Holniak in 1962 who developed the LED, and that was the big crossover with using it. So it was used in veterinary medicine, and NASA realized the effect of no gravity on the ability of the body to heal and sent all the astronauts up into space with LED machines so that any injuries would heal much more quickly.
Okay. Now, I can't remember what you talked me into getting one for. I've had so many things wrong with
dental. Me. You had, remember that, when you had fallen?
Yes, I fell. My dog tripped me. Isn't this wonderful? And I fell into a wrought iron fence and broke off five teeth, my five front teeth at the root.
Yeah.
And one dentist was able to put them all back in with pins, you know, just cemented them all back in. But, you know, maybe about 5 years later, the roots had rotted. And so I had to go through this unbelievable reconstructive surgery for that. And so, yes, I can testify that what the dentist told me would be, 2 to 3 days of just intensive pain and healing. I don't think I felt any at all. There was no bleeding, there was no pain, there was nothing. It was just all over with. I slept about 8 hours with that light machine, and that was incredible. And, the thing that I did notice, I think I talked to you at the time, that my wrinkles were so much better around the mouth and the throat. Of course, I really am one of those people that just doesn't care about the wrinkles. So I'm not someone that would sit and use the light machine on my wrinkles. But what I do sit on the light machine and use is I have, from another accident, I have a bulging disc that goes right onto the sciatic nerve. And it would keep me from... the pain was so bad that I would get up at times and not even, my leg would go out from underneath me. Well, since I've been using this light machine, and I use it every day, I use it at the computer, it's in my computer chair. I've had no problem. I've had no problem whatsoever. About the only thing I have to do is, because I feel so good all the time these days, I have to remember to turn the darn thing on. So, as they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And, once you're in excellent health, you've got to remind yourself to continue doing the things that keep you in excellent health. And let me tell you, that light machine has been my answer for a lot of things.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. It's made such a difference for me, for Richard, for our friends, for everyone we know who has one. And some people will say, well, gosh, where am I going to find the time, to be able to use it? So if they're not tied to their computers all day like we are.
That's right. And you see, that is the problem with it. Someone has got to invent one that has a battery pack that you can wear around your waist.
Well, we've gone through that. I've spoken with the manufacturers, and because of the multiple settings and the 90 bulbs, it uses a lot of power to be able to have it on for that time. So what I recommend getting one of those converters for your car to plug into the cigarette lighter, so then you can plug regular electrical equipment from your laptop to your light machine into that, and you're a captive audience when you're in traffic.
Oh, my God, you're absolutely right. So if you're not like Robin and I and tied to our computers all day where you can, you know, I can sit on it. That's mostly what I do. But a few weeks ago, I think I even told you about it, that my wrist from the mouse was hurting so badly I could barely use my mouse. Well, I dragged out the light machine and I put a rubber band around it, put it around my wrist, and spent about 3 hours with it on, you know, working on the computer. I have not had any trouble with my hand since that time.
Wow. And what you just said, Ray, is such an important difference with this unit. Many of the other units that are out there are in a hard plastic casing, and most of them don't have the same number of bulbs, 90 for the small unit and 260 for the large. But what is unusual with the unit that you have is that you can wrap it around your wrist. So people don't understand the special process by which each single LED is soldered to enable you to do that. And
yeah, it is an incredible one. I was going to ask, is there a larger pad? Because I feel comfortable sitting on a larger one.
Oh, yes. There's one that will cover most of the back. It has 260 LEDs. And, you know, if I can send you the information, if anyone else is interested, they can just write to me at my website, drfalkov@healthfreedomrights.com, or probably anybody at healthfreedomrights.com, since I do all the work there.
Go over to healthfreedomrights.com, and Robin has a picture on the page, and contact us.
Yes, yes. The contact information will enable them to put their comments in, and I'll get back to them with the information.
Yeah, that I like that your contact us form. It's really quite professional looking.
Oh, thank you. We can thank GoDaddy.
And you designed all of that yourself, didn't you?
I got my website through GoDaddy. They have certain templates that you can use. This is web design for anybody. I mean, they should publish a book, Web Design for Idiots, because you don't have to write HTML. You don't need to understand code. Everything is so simple and easy to do. Plus, they have 24-hour tech support.
Boy, I need to find something like that. I know I'm with Network Solutions, and I know they've got all that stuff, too, but I've never even taken the time. You know, I'm one of these pre-coders, you know, hand coders, and you go in, and let me tell you, Rumor Mill News looks like it, too.
Oh, come on. I mean, you're a professional. I'm not a professional, so.
Oh, well, I'm not a professional either, my God. A professional. I've just had a Dr. Blinston. I don't know if you listened to Dr. Blinston when she was on. She was talking about Fatima. Now, Blinston is a professional web maker. And I mean professional, you know, charging, you know, $10,000-$20,000 to build web pages. She looked at mine and tried to be as diplomatic as she possibly could, but she's going to give all sorts of suggestions and hopefully help.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. I thought that was great.
I'm always happy to hear when somebody's helping you out.
It's funny because Zapper, who is my tech for the forum, he does all the forum work, and I do all the front page work. But that forum is over 10 years old now. It is made with ancient, ancient software technology. And, you know, one of these days we've got to redo it before it crashes. And so we've got all of our heads together right now, and we're going to do something. We just don't know what. It's sort of, you know, Robin, everybody thinks when they look at web pages like yours, or especially Richard's, I mean, Richard Hoagland's web page is just one of the finest web pages I have ever seen. And they think that we're all so rich and, you know, we can do all of this and...
We all do it ourselves.
And if we do get anything done for us, it's usually someone donates the time. Because there's no money to pay for any of this stuff, that's for sure.
Oh, no, not with the fees that are charged.
Yeah, I was talking to Richard the other day, and I said we must be all crazy or something, a little bit mad, to be as driven as we all are to do what we do. Because we would be doing what we're doing if we were living in the, you know, huts with dirt floors. We'd still be doing what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, that ties in with our conversation yesterday about the responsibility that we have, because we know so many things about what is going on in the world, and we're working hard to share this information so that others can wake up, understand, and take action. And regardless of what everyone thinks about the outcome of this election, what I said in my last presentation when I was at the Secrets Conference in Tempe, Arizona, and I repeated this through the whole presentation, is that take them at their word. Take Obama and his whole group at their word that they want you to submit to change.gov comments that you want. You know, change.gov, easy to get to. Let's bury them in comments. Let's bury them in what we want.
And folks, let's talk about this change.gov, because I have also suggested it. And I wrote a nice article about Obama was creating a stimulus program, a $500 million stimulus program. And I have no idea what he's going to give it away to, but he's going to give it away to people who don't really need it, in my opinion. And we could pull out of this recession in a second if he would just give $1 million to every man, woman, and child in the United States. And of course he would have to, and I think there's only 350. So he'd have another, you know, 150 million of his 500 million just to spread around on anybody. And if you think about it, if he gave $1 million to everyone, we'd pay off our credit cards, we'd pay off our mortgage, we'd have far more money to go out to dinner, we'd keep the restaurants open that are closing, we'd have far more money to spend on clothes, we'd keep the stores open that are closing, we would have money to spend again. And, you know, not the $1 million that they give each of us, we would have the money from our jobs.
Yeah.
Because in today's world, $1 million may leave you $500,000 after your mortgage and your credit cards are paid for. You're going to be lucky if you've got $500,000 left over.
Well, what about taxes? You know, just chop half of that away.
Oh, my God. Well, hopefully they would give it to us minus taxes. Hopefully. But they probably wouldn't, now that I think about it.
But, you know, people can really... write about this. Write into change.gov and say that you would like to see this happen. If we can get thousands of people sending this in, and everybody then is saying, well, we want a response. Are you considering this? We want to know what you're going to do about what we're asking for. We're
right.
The people. You know,
we need
the people.
If they can wipe away the debts of the banks, and if they can come up with this cockamamie idea to save the cars, I mean, it is just ridiculous. They're not changing any of the salaries the execs are taking. They're not changing the $73 an hour the workers are getting, which is about $40 more than the workers that work for the Japanese and the German car companies here in the United States. And so, I mean, it's just 2 months later, all of that money that the taxpayers have just given the car companies is going to go down the drain, because the car companies are going to declare bankruptcy.
Yeah. No, it would be a perfect way, except it's not as profitable as them to just keep us in this slavery of owing money. Yeah.
You know, it's time for them to, it's time for the elite rulers of the world to move beyond this. And I am now convinced that if, that it would be good for everybody, including the elite slave masters, if they would allow us to flourish, if they would just take the, their jackboots off our throats, in other words, get rid of the IRS, and let us flourish. I would get rid of all taxes completely because we really don't need them. And if they think they need them, I mean, I had Walter Burian on and he was explaining all the various funds that, you know, city, states and government and federal government have. They have money invested in the stock market. And of course, I've just been exposing on Rumor Mill how, you know, the CIA was literally responsible for the dot-com revolution. They had a, an enterprise called the Enterprise, and they are the ones that gave all the venture capital to the dot-com companies. And, of course, they took down the dot-com companies, too, and then stashed all of that wonderful money in their own offshore accounts somewhere that they used to fund their covert operations. I mean, that's just... that's just textbook CIA. That's been the way it's been since it was OSS, owned by the Federal Reserve bankers.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, the CIA is run by the Federal Reserve, which is run by the City of London. And the moment people start realizing that, and of course the Mossad is also run by the City of London, and the MI6 is also run by the City of London. So we've got bankers in charge of all of the intelligence agencies, and all you have to do is Google the history of any CIA director going back to Dulles, and you will find that what I just said is absolutely true. Gosh, how did we get on that from the light machine? Oh, from change.gov.
Yeah.
We were, and people go to change.gov. Now you have to put in a legitimate email and a legitimate address, but if you're giving them a legitimate idea, you don't have anything to fear. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, that would want to put in something like, you know, here, take this white powder and call me in the morning. But folks, don't do stupid things like that. I mean, it just gives everybody a bad name, and the person that does it ends up in jail.
And everyone who says that, nobody listens to me, you know, how can I get my voice heard? This is how you can do it. And you can, you know, if you're in line at the post office, talk to the people standing next to you, you know, and tell them, hey, you know, we have an opportunity to make a change. Why don't we all do something?
And somebody's reading it. I sent in a, well, I actually wrote about Richard's idea. His idea to go to Mars, go to the stars again, you know, create a moon base. And the reason Richard is doing this is because this is what John F. Kennedy did. And the incredible amount of wealth that Kennedy's space program brought specifically to the southern states. Richard practically drew a map for me from Houston all the way to Florida and all along those southern states. That was where prosperity was needed. That was where those programs went, and prosperity went to those areas of America.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he has the paper on his website showing all of the benefits from NASA's research, from all of the advanced technology for diagnostic medicine to cell phones to the computers where they are now. So we will reap the benefits from those efforts.
Yeah, from if we do have a let's colonize Mars. Of course, I've already been to Mars, as you know. So and I am quite certain that we've had bases on Mars, you know, for years now. I'm certain we have a base on the backside of the moon, too. But these are things that, for some reason, our government and the governments of the world don't want us to know. And
yes.
I don't know why they don't want us to know.
Well, I think when we finish the show today, I am going to write to change.gov and ask, why is the stock market being allowed to be manipulated like this when, with the initial problem, they did not allow people to sell against the market? And now every day the market is, you know, it starts going all the way down. Then when the price is low, they buy back in. And it's obscene. It's such an obvious means of just pulling more money out of the system.
I know. The rich are getting richer right now.
And why did they only have that stop on it for a week? And then they let them go and do it. I mean, so obviously.
Well, it's almost like it's a plan. And whoever's plan it is has the rest of the Congress and the country blackmailed to the point that they can't do anything, and so they just are allowed to do it.
Yes, well, that's where it comes to we the people. We have to wake up, we have to start taking action, and that's the only way things will get better and things can be changed.
Well, we are coming up to a break again. Let's start off finishing up about the light machine. And when we come back, and then let's go on to water, because everybody needs water, and we need to know the truth about the water we're drinking. And you're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the Micro Effect Radio Network. We're talking to Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we're talking about all of the things that you would probably talk about if you were sitting down having a conversation with your friend. And if you want to call in, our number is 888-747-1968, and we'll be back.
Today's show was brought to you by LifeQuest World Corporation, a life science company that is dedicated to significantly improving the lives of its family members, associates, and distributor organization. We strive daily through our own research and development laboratories, as well as our professional association with one of the world's leading botanical research centers, to provide human beings with solutions to many of life's unanswered health challenges. Infusing proprietary science under the scrutiny of good manufacturing practices and adhering to the efficacy of pharmaceutical protocols, LifeQuest products are effective, safe, and superior within the marketplace for nutritional supplements and consumables. LifeQuest strives to present a whole-minded approach to better living by putting equal emphasis on an improved lifestyle, freedom through financial reward, and the enhancement of the human spirit. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
TheMicroEffectLive.com. The Micro Effect, Kamiyai, Idaho, where every day is a holiday.
Yes, sir!
Where every paycheck is a fortune.
Yes, sir!
Kamiyai, Idaho, where every meal is a banquet.
Yes, sir!
Where your instincts will serve you better than your government.
Yes, sir!
I can't eat!
Yes, sir!
TheMicroEffectLive.com. The Micro Effect, a worldwide broadcast on the internet and on KU band satellite. Telstar 5, Transponder 5, TheMicroEffectLive.com. The most important phone number you'll need to remember is 888-747-1968. Again, 888-747-1968. Don't miss it.
Yes, sir!
This show is brought to you by the makers of JC Tonic, the Youth Solution. First introduced to the market over 60 years ago, the Youth Solution's 18 bidirectional herbs and 6 vital minerals emphasize balance and longevity, counteract stress, improve endurance, increase physical and mental energy, stamina, and circulation, and detoxify and maintain cellular health. Try the Youth Solution now and join the thousands of consumers experiencing life-saving results. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.